Today on Gardening in a Minute, tropical fruits. Most of Florida gets too cold to be called tropical, but that doesn't mean you can't grow tropical fruit. South Florida in particular is well suited for growing tropical fruit, but there are also varieties that will thrive in central and north Florida. In more northern landscapes, you can grow fruit trees in containers, or select or create warm microclimates to protect them during cold snaps and frost. Some of the tropical fruits you may want to consider planting in your landscape include papaya, avocado, mango, loquat, kumquat, and Tahiti lime. You can also try to plant more exotic fruits such as carambola, guava, lychee, mamey sapote, and longan. If properly cared for, tropical fruit trees are a great addition to the garden, providing unique and delicious flavors. For more information about tropical fruits and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, toad houses. Toad houses are a fun way to invite wildlife into your garden. A single toad can consume over 100 beetles, slugs, sow bugs, army worms, and other pests in a day. Toads are most active during the night, and during the day they need a cool, dark place to hide from the sun and predators. A toad house is just the thing, and it's easy to make. You can use almost any durable container with no sharp edges, but a clay flower pot is the best choice because it'll stay cool. Decorate it to your taste, then find a moist, shady spot in your garden. Lay the container on its side and bury about half, making sure there's a dirt floor. Place it near a shallow water source for maximum toad appeal. For more information about toad houses and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, super drought-tolerant plants. With water restrictions a common occurrence in many areas of Florida, gardeners may look for super drought-tolerant plants to save water in the landscape. The saw palmetto is a native that can survive through the driest of times. This palm can range from 3 to 15 feet in height and will thrive in sun or shade. The acacia is a small or medium-sized evergreen tree with feathery foliage and yellow showy flowers. The Jerusalem thorn tree has airy foliage and a low-spreading form. It boasts a profusion of small yellow blooms that have a slight fragrance. Rosemary is a drought-tolerant herb that can serve as a fragrant ground cover, and many ornamental grasses are drought-tolerant as well. Try these survivors in your landscape to make your garden a little less thirsty. For more information about drought-tolerant plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, palm leaf skeletonizer. The palm leaf skeletonizer is a moth whose larvae feed on palm fronds. Cabbage palms throughout Florida are the favorite plant of this insect, which feeds on the fronds. It surrounds itself with conspicuous dark tubes made of silk and excrement. It consumes the tissue of the leaf between the veins. This behavior results in the characteristic skeleton look that gives the moth its name. The palm leaf skeletonizer often feeds on the undersides of fronds, and the damage shows up on the tops of the leaves as dead tissue. The best control for this pest is to detect its presence early, before it can cause too much damage. Washing the larvae and its tubes off with a wet sponge or high-pressure hose may prevent further damage. For more information about palm leaf skeletonizer and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, ground covers for shade. Most varieties of lawn grass won't thrive in shade, so you're better off planting a ground cover that's easy to grow in low-light conditions. Several kinds of liriope offer thin grass-like leaves and attractive flowers. Mondo grass is an evergreen perennial that, like liriope, is actually a member of the lily family. The slender leaves curve back to the ground, lending this plant the appearance of turf grass. Asiatic jasmine is a fast-spreading, densely growing ground cover that will thrive in sun or shade. This plant will take some management to keep it within the bed. Holly fern has attractive dark green leaves and is relatively problem-free. Unlike most ferns, it's fairly drought-tolerant once established. Remember that unlike turf, ground covers won't tolerate foot traffic, so you'll need to plan for walkways or paths. For more information about ground covers, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFIS Extension, and WFT-FM.